Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com, here with a name you know. You're going to see him this Sunday, WWE TLC facing Roman Reigns. You're going to see him on Chronicle Saturday morning. We got Kevin Owens. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm doing awesome. I mean, I've been after this interview for a long time, but I feel like I almost need a gimmick change because from what I understand, the new Mountie always gets his man.
Yeah, that's the rumor I've heard. Apparently, well, allegedly, it almost happened, which is not the case. But yeah, we've heard about that this week, huh?
Yeah, like that. There was something that a lot of people were talking about. And when I went back and watched the interview with it was Nick Dinsmore and Chris Van Vliet. Nick Dinsmore, very respected trainer and performer. I couldn't tell what part he was joking about. Like, I knew that some part of it was a joke. Either the idea was a joke, him telling you was a joke, or your reaction was a joke. But I wasn't sure which one.
Yeah, so I don't. It's funny because I talked to him about it after. Because at first, when it was reported, I was like, "What?" I was like, "This never happened." You know what I mean? I was like, "What is he saying?" So he and I talked, and he was saying so I don't remember this, but he claims he ribbed me because after he talked to me about who trained me, which turned out to be the Mountie, and it was clear from what I was telling him that the Mountie and I were not on good terms.
Yeah.
He thought it'd be funny to make me think that, you know, WWE Creative wanted me to be the new Mountie. And I guess he yanked my chain and told me that was the plan. And I have no trouble believing that if I did buy what he was saying, I probably did. I definitely didn't cry because I'm a grown man, but I definitely did not like it. There's no doubt about that part. But I don't remember any of it. So, but then, you know, the way it was reported or whatever, it seemed like he was saying that it was an actual plan by Creative, which I was like, that's not true. So then after he explained to me, like, no, remember I joked with you. And I'm like, oh, I don't remember that. But it's certainly a lot of people were either glad it didn't happen or really upset it didn't happen. It was,
I'm just saying,
polarizing issue after people were talking about it.
I have PCO scheduled for later today. That would have been kind of poetic.
Yeah.
That would have been very poetic. And he's still going. Yeah. You never know what they could have done with
that. Yeah, he's something else, man. Tell him I say hi. I haven't talked to him in a little while, but he's doing pretty great for himself.
The guy you have been talking to, Roman Reigns. I mean, this storyline has just, my God, it's exploded. And I mean, the promo work that we have seen between you guys, when I talk to people, they'll tell me Roman's going to want to one-up that. Kevin's going to want to one-up that. Like, and does that push you from a performer aspect when you see somebody out there killing it and you know you got to at least do as good as them, if not better?
Yeah, well, so Roman's never been better, right? Everybody, I'm pretty sure, can agree on that. And he's showing a side that a lot of people, ironically, have been waiting for him to show for a long time because, you know, the crowd reactions he used to get and whatnot, everybody would wonder why don't they just embrace that. And now he's embracing it at a time where crowds can't react to him, which is ironic as well. But he's really doing really well in that new attitude and that new way of carrying himself. And it's pretty awesome to see. And of course, it makes me want to match it, like you said. But that's really true of any time I've worked with Roman, even when the roles were reversed. He's very passionate about what we do. So am I. And, you know, there's different levels of passion in different people. But when you work with somebody who's as passionate as you are to create good moments and memorable moments and good stories and all that stuff, it, you know, naturally brings your level up as well. So it's been really enjoyable. And it's not just him. Heyman and Jey Uso have been so great in their roles as well. It's just really cool to do something. You know, it's fresh. It feels kind of it's very refreshing for me to be involved in with all those guys and in the way we're doing it now. And I hope it continues for sure.
So you're in a TLC match this weekend. You have been in a ladder match now every year in WWE since 2015. As I went back and looked, it is an innovative match type. You're an innovative guy. When you do that, are you already thinking like, what can I do in this match that I haven't done before, or does the situation predicate the offense?
Yeah, I think I just kind of like to adapt the match to the situation and the story we're having. I don't really think of things to do beforehand. It kind of comes to me as we go, as the match gets closer. You know, I never set out because I, you know, you can get ideas for stuff you'd like to do, but if it doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit within the framework of the match you're trying to, you know, have, sometimes forcing it just doesn't help. So it actually makes things worse. So I try to stay, go into every match with an open slate, a clean slate, open mind, and just kind of take it from there. But, you know, there's never been a ladder match or a tables match or any kind of match with a stipulation that I haven't, you know, pulled out something kind of nuts. So I really wouldn't expect Sunday to be any different, you know.
Well, on Saturday before all this, your Chronicle airs. How much are cameras like kind of following you and in your face with that type of thing? And how used to it are you? Because I know that even before WWE, you were doing like talk shows and stuff on like separately from that. So, I mean, it's not like you would immediately like get off camera after your matches or anything. You were sitting down for an hour at a time with wrestlers and talking to them. So, now you got cameras following you. Is it that much different for you?
Yeah. You know, the Chronicle. So usually when they work on something like that for the network, you're followed for months, right? And then they condense it into an hour, 40 minutes, whatever it is. But this time they actually were only filming with me for, you know, two SmackDowns. And then they came to my house for a day. Wow. So, they really weren't filming with me very much. They didn't have time because they decided they wanted to put this Chronicle out before TLC. So we did what we could. But basically, the whole crew that works on this stuff, the network documentaries, the stuff you see on YouTube, like all this kind of behind the scenes footage you see, all those documentaries, the crew is so incredible. That even when they're, you know, filming me or following me around, or even in this case, when they're at my house, unless I'm sitting down with them to do an actual interview, I almost don't know they're there. Yeah. And, you know, in this case, Joey, the guy who filmed it all and is putting it all together, like I said, he's really good at just being almost like a ghost in the background. So there's a time, no joke, when he was in my house, I was getting my daughter ready for school in the morning. I forgot he was there, you know, and then she started talking to him, and I turned around and I said, oh, she's talking to Joey. And then, cause he was just kind of off on the side, you know, kind of shooting us, do our stuff. And I was just doing what I do every morning with her. So it's cool that they definitely get like a glimpse of what we are, before we go to work. And how, you know, in a way for me, a big part of my story has been how work has always influenced my life outside of the ring, because I'm pretty consumed by work at all times. So that's a big part of this Chronicle, actually, is trying not to let this story with Roman and this TLC match bleed too much into my just everyday life, because it's obviously a very big opportunity. But anytime you're, you know, you get to be a part of that stuff, the Chronicles or 24s, whatever you want to call them, it's pretty neat because it gives people something to be excited about, and it gives people a reason to just care about the match they're going to see. You know, in this case, it's airing the day before the big match, so it's cool timing. It's interesting that they put it there, and you know, people are going to get to watch what it's like to kind of prepare for a match like that.
And WWE is so good at putting those together. Dare I say that WWE doing so many documentaries encouraged a lot of other sports and entertainment to do it. I know NFL films had a lot of influence too, but WWE from like the early
part. Well, funny enough, so Joey, the guy who's doing it, Joey used to work for the NFL and do that kind of stuff.
Not
for
surprised.
Them. So, yeah.
Not surprised at all. They're always so good. I mean, they it's top-notch stuff. We talked about some of the offense you use. You've been using the stunner for the last bit.
Yeah.
How did that come about? I mean, I get the feeling that's probably the kind of thing you got to go to somebody and be like, hey, really iconic move. Am I able to do this?
Yeah, so I've talked about this before, right? So this might not be new information to everyone, but I asked Austin if I could do it first and foremost. I had been thinking about it for a while because, you know, this was back in 2016, 2017, I think. I felt like everybody was doing a power bomb of some sort, you know, short of just doing pop-up power bombs pretty much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm pretty sure I saw some guys do it too. And, you know, that's a whole other thing about how people take from other people. And, you know, when we're all on the same show, all on the same team, but that's a whole other issue.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes. So doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
So I was seeing all these people do power bombs, and I just like, I think I want to stand out with something different. But at the same time, I want it to be something that people can get excited about. And then I don't know why, I just got this feeling like maybe I could just use the stunner, because the stunner has been used throughout the years, you know, by a lot of people, but it was never a finishing move anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, maybe if I get advice from Stone Cold himself, I can figure out how to make it a finishing move again. And then, so I went to him, I asked him if he was okay with me using it. He was very happy to say yes. You know, he was like, I was wondering when somebody would come ask me. So he said, he gave me the green light, and then I took it through the proper channels, and it was deemed that, it wasn't the right time for it, but eventually it became the right time. And, you know, here we are now, and I'm doing my best to keep it, you know, I call it the stunner, 'cause I'm never going to try to change its name. It just wouldn't feel right. I'm doing my best to do right by it. And I know it's kind of that is also a polarizing issue. Some people love it. Some people really don't like that I do it, but those people can, you know, take their opinions elsewhere is how I'm going to put it. 'Cause Steve Austin said I could do it, and I'm not going to stop anytime soon.
So. It seems like one of those things. I could see why a lot of people would be like almost intimidated to say, hey, greatest draw in the history of wrestling, can I use your move, even though you haven't wrestled in 15, 16 years at that point? But you've got very versatile offense. Like before WWE, there was the stuff like the package pile driver. But I mean, I'm sure that you probably knew going in, like, yeah, they're probably not going to let me do the Steenalyzer or something. They did put it in a video game, though.
I retired that one myself, actually. I would never. I had a couple close calls where everybody that I gave it to was fine, but I felt like it was too close that it, maybe it wouldn't have been fine. And I would be very upfront with everybody I was going to give that move to that, hey, it's kind of crazy. I wouldn't take it. So if you don't want to take it, tell me. And I never had anybody say no. And, you know, most times it was fine. And I mean, it was literally fine every time. But I felt like a couple times it was a close call and it's just not worth it in the end. So I retired that one myself. But yeah, it obviously wouldn't be something I would do in WWE because, you know, we do this, or at least we used to do this 4 or 5 times a week, every week. And it's not a move you want to give people that work that hard and put their bodies through that much punishment on a daily basis, you know.
So I've been on a mission lately to get some more positive wrestling news out there. So I've been doing the opposite of shooting hard. Instead, we shoot softly, and I ask you to say nice things about some of your contemporaries. And we'll start with the guy you're facing on Sunday. How about Roman Reigns?
Yeah. So look, I've always admired Roman a lot for a lot of reasons. To me, no matter the amount of success he achieved and how he clearly was the face of this company, he was always just one of the boys. He'd never had his own locker room like other people would. And I'm talking like, you know, you can pretty much peg who has their own locker room when they come around. And those are the guys that come once in a blue moon. But there were guys on our roster that are there every day that had their own locker room, and it just blew my mind, you know. But Roman was never one of those guys. So, you know, now the situation's different, obviously, because of, you know, the entire process and whatnot. I'm not sure if he'd still have his own locker room at this, or he'd still be in our locker room at this point. But that's something I always admired about him, is he stayed down to earth, even though some other people might not have been as down to earth as he was in his position. And, you know, whether people like to admit it or not, and I know for a long time, you know, people are coming around to it finally, but for a long time, people would just refuse to accept that he's a pretty, pretty talented professional wrestler. So there, that's nice.
Yeah, but, it's very nice. You
know, he'll hurt me and I'll hurt him on Sunday. So we'll see if we did this interview on Monday, the answers might be different. Who knows?
A guy that you did hurt and vice versa throughout the fall, Aleister Black. We haven't seen him lately, but I mean, you guys had some wars.
Yeah, he's a very creative guy, really imaginative and very passionate as well about his own personality and his own image, his own character, whatever you want to call it, and the way he's portrayed. You know, that's something you got to do, and you got to be accountable for yourself sometimes. Because it's easy to get kind of lost in the shuffle. And, you know, that might have happened to him over the last year. But I'm sure he'll bounce back because he's, like I said, he's too, to me anyway, from the little I've interacted with him, he seems too passionate to just kind of fall by the wayside here.
A guy that we saw you on Ride Along with, Apollo Crews, he had quite the year.
Yeah, I love Apollo, man. He's a great guy, you know. He's got his family that he loves, you know, outside of the ring. He's all about his family. I'm a lot like that. So is Ali, which is why I actually asked, when they asked me to do Ride Along, they wanted me to do it with Sammy. And I'm like, we've already done one, me and Sammy. And like, it's not, people like won't be entertained by me and Sammy the way you think they will be, because we've known each other too long. It's not the same. So I asked for Ali and Cruz to be in it. And they're like, yeah, sure. And then, you know, it was just a bunch of wrestling dads driving around in LA, and that was really enjoyable. But yeah, I love Apollo, another extremely talented guy. And, you know, I had a little short stint as his partner / on-screen buddy. But, you know, it was just kind of reflecting of our relationship behind the scenes. He's a great guy. And, you know, I'd love to see him get to do more. He was U.S. champion for a little bit. That was cool. But, God, that's just... this is one of the many things he could accomplish and do very well, you know, do very well with.
As we start to wrap up, obviously TLC this Sunday, but it's wild to think after this long year, Royal Rumble's next month. Like, It's almost mind-boggling to even think that. When you were growing up, were you a big Royal Rumble fan? I know that you were in 2016, you were in this year's, and you the greatest Royal Rumble. But in between, you had other stuff going on at that show. Were you a big Royal Rumble fan?
Yeah, of course. It's one of the most exciting pay-per-views for everyone. I think everybody would agree. There's something about a 10 count and then something happening that's just, you know, whatever setting it is, people always love that. So I was no different with the Royal Rumble. I love being in those matches. And like you said, I've only gotten to do it a few times because, you know, in other shows, either I was having a singles match or one of them I was actually out for. I was injured at the time. But I really love the Royal Rumble, and it's always an exciting time because when it comes around too, you know, WrestleMania is around the corner as well. So it's kind of like the first step to the our big season, if you want to call it that, even though we don't have an off season. So it's really a big season all year round.
There's an overwhelming sense of optimism around that event. Like everybody's like, anything can happen. You never know what might change. What did you see change from the first one you were in like 2016? To like the most recent one, because I mean, you went from arena to stadium, but how have things changed in how they were like made or produced?
I don't think so. Honestly, it's so many people to contend with and so many stories to tell at one time. So there's no way it won't be chaotic. Yeah. It always is chaotic, but it always turns out to be pretty exciting and pretty memorable. And I, you know, to me, I think that's always how it's going to be the process, because you got 30 guys in one match and you have so many things to accomplish. I kind of wish they had done the 40 man Royal Rumble one year, which I really liked. I kind of wish we'd go back to that. I think the more people involved, the better. And the longer that match is, the more fun it is to me. So if I were to pick any changes to make, I would just add more people. But it's really cool. And hopefully I'm not in it this year because I'm the champion.
Yes.
You know, but we'll see. Hopefully I have many more Royal Rumbles coming my way in future years here.
Last question. I'm a hard-hitting journalist after the important stuff, but you gave the juiciest story of the year to AJ Awesome, the pie story.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to have some words with that kid. Man, I actually see him at media events all the time. Like he's a great kid.
He's a good kid. And I figured if I was gonna give that answer to anybody, he was him. Very deserving of it.
He's a good kid. He's a good kid. I encourage people to check out that interview as well. Kevin Owens, WWE TLC this Sunday against Roman Reigns, Chronicle this Saturday. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.